One of the challenges of learning to write is how to use punctuation correctly. Punctuation exists for a valid reason, to add clarity and precision to a written text. This is particularly true of the apostrophe, a punctuation mark that is so commonly misused that there is an organisation in the UK dedicated to preserving its correct usage, the Apostrophe Protection Society. Apostrophes are used to indicate missing letters. For example, in the words "it's," a contraction meaning "it is" or "it has," and "hasn't" meaning "has not." They are also employed to denote possession or association. For example, "the cat's bowl," meaning the bowl of the cat. Unfortunately, apostrophes are often omitted or misplaced, and, perhaps most disturbing of all to those who promote linguistic precision, used incorrectly when a word is in the plural form. When the British retail giant Marks & Spencer began selling carbonated water with a label that read "perfect on its own or as a mixer," the Apostrophe Protection Society chairman, Bob McAlden, contacted the department store about the error. To the shop's credit, it was promptly corrected, ridding the world of one incorrectly used apostrophe at least. "That was satisfying," acknowledges McAlden, "because sometimes I contact organisations that have got it wrong and there's just total silence. Poor spelling, wrong grammar, or incorrect punctuation can cause a reader confusion. It can also reflect badly on the writer, suggesting someone with little care for communicating a clear message. In fact, such errors may even provoke a negative physical response." In 2023, linguistics researchers at the University of Birmingham published the results of a study that found that observing grammar mistakes, including bad tense use, poor sentence structure, errant commas, and misplaced apostrophes, can trigger a physical reaction similar to that of the fight or flight response. "Stressed is probably the right word for it," said McAlden, describing the feeling. To find out more about the effects of poor apostrophe use, Speak Up contacted McAlden. We began by asking him why he chose the apostrophe in particular to defend and promote its correct use. Why not another prominent punctuation mark? The comma, for example, or, ubiquitous these days, the exclamation mark?
It's a good question. The unique thing about the apostrophe, other than the fact that it just gets misused so much, it has one foot in the camp of being punctuation, and also at the same time, it's spelling. So I take the view that misusing the apostrophe is tantamount to misspelling the word, rather than just having misplaced punctuation. Because it's a nice balance between the two. A lot of punctuation, full stops, commas, semicolons, are there to break up the flow of the written text. Whereas the punctuation is there to more to add clarity and meaning. So it's a bit of a unique case.
We then asked McAlden which misuses of the apostrophe were most common.
The two most common misuses are, firstly, putting an apostrophe in a simple plural. If you said cats and dogs, you would put C-A-T-S or D-O-G-S. But there are so many instances where people just put an apostrophe in. Sometimes people seem to think that if the word ends in a vowel, then it just doesn't look right as a plural without an apostrophe in there. So they would put radios, and they do apostrophe S, or menus, M-E-N-U, apostrophe S, because they don't like the look of it without an apostrophe. But it is totally, totally wrong. The other main case where people get it wrong is where it's a contraction of two words. So "it is" becomes "its," and you put that apostrophe in to say that there's a letter being omitted. "Haven't" is another example. So you could say "have not," and that would be two separate words. If you're going to concatenate them together and say "haven't," then you need an N apostrophe T at the end to indicate that a letter has been left out. clearly the one that happens most of all, and it's actually the one that got me first passionately excited about the need for apostrophe usage, is its. And people who will put an apostrophe in it when it doesn't need it, or will leave it out when it does need it. Its by itself, without an apostrophe, is a possessive pronoun. The dog lifted its leg. That's its. But if you're going to say it's cold outside, then it's it apostrophe s because it means it is.
So, does he have any tips to get it right?
It's easy to get it right, in my view. If you've put it apostrophe s, then just expand it out to say it is or it has. Does it still make sense? The dog has lifted it is leg clearly doesn't make sense, and therefore it doesn't need an apostrophe. So those really are the two main simplest apostrophe rules that people just get wrong.
As McCaldon explains, apostrophe misuse is extremely common. However, while some instances are forgivable, some are not and require immediate intervention.
It does get misused everywhere. The worst ones, the ones I find most unforgivable, are the ones where it was the writer's job to get it right. So I would say sign writers are one of the worst cases. The ones that in the UK are colloquially known as the greengrocer's apostrophe are the cases where a greengrocer, a seller of fruit and vegetables, has written up handwritten signs and has put apples with an apostrophe S. Those ones irritate me, but I'm not going to get terribly upset about it because it's not the greengrocer's profession to get that right. But the ones that do really get me, and that was a good example, Marks and Spencer's, a very well-known, reasonably upmarket department store in the UK, that should have been checked by so many people in an organisation like Marks and Spencer's. The people who printed the labels that went on the bottle, someone should have looked at that and said, "Hang on, I don't think this is right."
And McCaldon cites another example from a national British newspaper.
Funnily enough, it was a Daily Mirror story about Marks and Spencer's. They printed a headline that said Marks and Spencer's to close stores across the UK. And then the subline was, see if your local is on the list. And your local was YOU apostrophe RE. So totally wrong. So this is one of the classic mistakes. I wrote to them first thing in the morning, sitting with a cup of tea. And 5 minutes later, they emailed me back and corrected it on the website. That was great. I'm really pleased about that.
So, despite spell checks and sophisticated AI writing tools, is poor punctuation becoming more prevalent?
I'm not sure if it's more, but yes, I do notice fairly poor examples of punctuation, stuff that's just badly worded. Apostrophes are the ones that particularly catch my eye. And if somebody has left a comma out, then I just tend to read over it and I don't notice it. If I'm proofreading something, then I'll spot all the errors.
And for English learners wishing to navigate today's global society, good punctuation is crucial to promote understanding, says McCaldon.
Language does evolve, it does change over time. If you think about it, punctuation, and particularly the apostrophe, doesn't matter in spoken English because you never fit in the punctuation in the sentence that you're saying, full stop. But in spoken English, what you will tend to do is to insert pauses, such as that one, because that means either I've got to the end of a thought or the end of a sentence, and it helps to clarify what you're saying. If all you do is just speak one word after the other without any intonation and without any pauses or anything, then English as a language can be much more difficult to understand. Punctuation is there to provide clarity in written English, make it easier to read, make it make sense. So that's why punctuation continues to be important. And for people who speak English as a second language, that's pretty particularly important because it helps them understand what it is that they are reading and to remove some of those ambiguities and confusions that would otherwise be there.
Some people believe that proper grammar, spelling, and punctuation is in decline. We asked McCaldon whether he believed this was true.
With social media communication, the standards of grammar are probably less important. In general, though, I don't think it's getting worse. what, it's 200 or 300 years since the apostrophe got properly established in the English language. It's not a very recent thing where it's been getting misused. So I think the English language and punctuation has always had a bit of trouble with people. However, it's probably worth noting that people should not totally rely on things like autocorrect, either in their text messages on their phone or whatever they're using to write stuff, because sometimes the autocorrect gets it wrong. So autocorrect and technology can be terribly beneficial, and people should certainly take note if it comes up, that sort of squiggly red line under what you've written. But they also need to check what hasn't been flagged, just in case the autocorrect has corrected it incorrectly.
In digital communication, all punctuation is often eliminated in favour of a speedy send. We asked McCaldin about that.
I think I'm a lot less bothered about poor punctuation and, if I grit my teeth, even poor spelling in social media communication. I sort of liken it to if I'm in a pub or in a bar or in a restaurant with friends, I probably won't be speaking in completely perfect sentences because it's not what you do. You come out with snippets of conversation and not everything is necessarily right. So in social media communication, it doesn't actually bother me too much. And I have to say that my two grown-up children are always very, very careful that when they text me, they've got it grammatically correct and, heaven forbid, a missed apostrophe.